Well, New South Wales has hit 80% COVID-19 vaccinations. It's a week earlier than initially expected. It means New South Wales has progressed to the next stage of the roadmap for easing restrictions. Some new rules kicking in from today, Monday, October 18. The number of people allowed into a household, at outdoor gatherings, at outdoor ticketed events have been increased. Masks no longer have to be worn in offices. Community sports can resume. Nightclubs can open. It's just, well, it's all happening, isn't it? Is it too much too soon? Vice President of the AMA, Dr. Chris Moy, joins me now. Good morning to you, Chris. How do you feel?
Good morning.
How do you feel about New South Wales easing even more restrictions?
Well, it must be said that the acceleration in the vaccination rates in New South Wales and Victoria have been amazing, really. So it's been well done. And the projected overall vaccination rate is going to be fantastic, even in world terms. So that's great news. Look, it is still a little bit early to see what the restrictions coming off are going to have, because there is a delay. There's also a delay after people have a vaccination as to when they come into full effect. So, look, the AMA's position has always been it's better to go a little bit slower, but, look, we're going to see what happens, and we're going to get to probably get a better picture over the next week or so, because that's really over that time that the restrictions have come on.
You've got kids going back to school in New South Wales as well. Are you and the AMA, are you satisfied that kids are going to be safe?
Look, the evidence for COVID affecting children has actually become pretty clear. There's a research paper from the Murdoch Research Institute, and essentially kids don't generally get really severe illness from COVID. The biggest issue was Delta being so much more infectious. A larger number of children get infected, so even if there's a tiny proportion of them getting really sick and going to hospital, is increased with Delta. It's really great if we can get kids back to schools, because schools are such an important part of the community. And, you know, I've always been told that the last places you want to close down, the first places you want to open up, because of their crucial aspect in terms of the community. The only concern will be if infections do start running through schools, particularly with the younger ones who haven't even been, had the chance to get vaccinated. If it does, then that will have an impact back on schools again and potentially affect their parents as well.
And Melburnians, they're only days away from ending their sixth citywide lockdown. Can you believe that? Restrictions will ease on Friday under greater freedoms. 10 people will be allowed in homes, up to 20 patrons permitted to dine indoors. The travel limit will be scrapped within the metropolitan area of Melbourne, including the Mornington Peninsula. Your thoughts?
Again, they're in a similar position where we'll have to go and see how it goes, but the vaccination has been amazing, and so it's been a great effort there. I definitely see why, in terms of Victoria, why people have been itching to get out of lockdown. It's just been just unbelievable how long we've been in lockdown now, and the cries of joy, which I think we can probably hear from other states, is because of really the pain they've had to go through for so long now. Really, the main thing is that as things come off, the authorities really do need to be looking at mainly what is the effect on the number of cases translating into severe disease and people getting into hospital. And that's going to be mainly those unvaccinated people, unfortunately.
What does the AMA have to say about Queensland and WA still in pretty harsh border lockdown situations? When would the AMA like to see WA and Queensland open up?
Well, the main thing about both those states, and including also my own South Australia.
Including South Australia, yeah.
Yeah. The vaccination rates aren't there yet. And they're not at a stage where they can open up. They're running essentially at around about not even 60% double vaxxed, and, you know, getting very close to 70%.
Dr. Chris, if they're not there yet, does that tell you that maybe they never will be? I mean, if you haven't been vaccinated by now in Queensland, WA, and your state, South Australia, you're not going to be, are you?
Oh, no, I think they will be. I mean, you're looking at the projections, they still will be. But, I mean, there has been a leg up given to the two states that have been infected in terms of the initial sort of Pfizer and vaccine surge. But also, I think, frankly, the imperative to get vaccinated was there. And really, we really do need to start pushing people in these other states to get vaccinated because, really, they're still remain sitting ducks at the moment. And it is just a matter of when, if COVID will enter the communities.
All right. Well, there you are. It's a new day today for New South Wales. Closer to a new day for Melbourne. Another week to go. Dr. Christopher Moy, always good to talk to you. Thanks for keeping us up to date.
It's a pleasure.
Dr. Chris Moy from the AMA here on The Night Shift on Triple M.
Around Australia on the Triple M network. This is The Night Shift with Luke Burner. The Night Shift.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Paul. What can we do for each other?
Oh, mate, I was just going to have a go at you quickie there, if that's okay.
Oh, please do. Go.
I'm going to try for Dancing on the Jetty with NXS.
Yeah. Very good guess. No. I'm very sorry, Paul. No clue on first day of the quickie. Ashley, hello.
Hello, Luke.
Yes, Ash.
I'd like to have a guess of the quickie, please.
Go on.
Whitney Houston, I would like to want to dance with somebody.
No, it's not, Ash. I'm very sorry, buddy. Ben Mackay. Hello, Ben.
Hey, I just wanted to have a go at the quickie.
Yeah.
Is it Raspberry Beret?
By Prince?
Yeah, Prince.
I need a name of an artist and a song in order to have a winner, Ben.
Oh.
You know the rules. Sorry, Ben. No, it's not. G'day, Craig.
Morning, Luke. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you, Craig.
Just have a go at the quickie.
Please do.
Midnight Oil when the generals talk.
Maybe. I'll let you change your mind if you want.
Oh. No, that's all I know.
Yeah, no, I'd stick with it too if I was you.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Beauty. That's
exact. I thought it would go for a while because it sounds like it could be a lot of things, don't you reckon?
Yeah, I thought it might have been an excess kick.
That's all it was.
And then I thought, oh, no, it sounds like Midnight Oil when the generals talk.
You've got yourself a Triple M T-shirt. Congratulations. You've won it without a clue. On day one, it means I need more preparation tomorrow. I need to come up with something a bit tougher. Craig, stay there. Jess will get your details. Would you like to introduce your song, buddy?
Yep. This is Midnight Oil when the generals talk on Triple M.